Dear Cheap Astronomy, could a terrorist, or some other nutcase, take over the International Space Station? On the whole, terrorists aren't all that bright, though to be fair, that is mostly due to lack of formal education rather than raw brain power. Financial backing by various nefarious interests has seen terrorists destabilize governments and industries and even fly planes into buildings, but that is mostly just about a few misguided folk being handed easy money so they can buy guns, explosives, or flying lessons in order to kill or maim unarmed civilians. Terrorism really doesn't need that much in the way of strategic thinking, and the phrase terrorist mastermind is pretty much a contradiction of terms. So the idea that a group of terrorists could organise themselves into a crack team, able to calculate the launch and rendezvous parameters required to send a spacecraft to the ISS, is kind of laughable. And you can't just buy a spacecraft off the shelf. Nor can you launch it from any existing facilities without someone noticing. Of course, there are various Bond villain scenarios to consider. Well, you might build your own underground launch facility with a roof that opens and closes, Dr. No. Of course, you'd have to staff that facility, which means not only paying the staff, but since it's a remote location, you'd need teams of fly-in, fly-out shift workers, because even bad guys want a weekend off now and again. And if you're an equal opportunity employer, you'll also have to think about parental leave and mobility aids, and of course everyone will want a superannuation scheme. Remember that Simpsons episode? Of course you could staff the whole installation with terrorists, but remember, they're really not masterminds, most having never been to school, let alone university, so are they really the best people to be put in charge of a lot of highly expensive and highly explosive infrastructure? Some other Bond villain options are that you launch an ISS assault from your own space station, Moonraker, that no one knows about because it has a cloaking device. A cloaking device that was presumably operational throughout the entire construction process, and no one ever noticed that various bits of infrastructure were being shipped up into orbit and then disappearing. Alternatively, there's the miraculous plastic surgery option, Thunderball, where your terrorist ends up looking exactly like one of the astronauts and swaps places on launch day. Perhaps the most plausible scenario is another fairly standard movie story where a real astronaut has some ideological beef with his or her employer or his or her country and so agrees to help out the bad guys. However, it is unlikely that an ideological beef would be a strong enough motive for any relatively stable and well-educated person to undertake a suicide mission, but perhaps that rogue astronaut could fly some bad guys on board or put some kind of remote control device on board that then allows the ISS to be taken over after he or she is left. But there's still got to be an after story. How likely is it that the astronaut flies back to Earth just as the ISS is taken over, or destroyed, or whatever, and no one ever puts two and two together? So it all looks a bit dubious. If we instead consider the possibility of some other nutcase, and here apologies and genuine respect to anyone who's dealing with a real mental illness. But it does turn out that NASA actually has documented detailed procedures for dealing with a psychotic or suicidal astronaut in space. Essentially, the astronaut's crewmates should bind his or her wrists and ankles with duct tape, then tie him or her down with a bungee cord, and inject him or her with tranquilizers as necessary. The instructions say, talk with the patient while they're being restrained. Explain what you're doing and that you're using a restraint to ensure that he or her is safe. Of course, this would be a very stressful and morally conflicting intervention, but it is possible to manage it with sensitivity and with empathy. After all, these are real astronauts who do have sensitivity and empathy and who do work very effectively in teams, have plans in place for most eventualities, and are pretty much masterminds. Take the guns and the explosives out of the equation, and terrorists have no chance.